Today's daily facts are here and they're ready to be discovered.
John Ritter, a renowned American actor and comedian, lent his voice to the character of Clifford in the animated series Clifford the Big Red Dog. This popular children's show aired from 2000 to 2003 on PBS Kids. Ritter's warm and friendly voice perfectly embodied Clifford's kind-hearted nature. Despite his sudden death in 2003, John Ritter left an indelible mark on children's television through this role. His contribution to bringing life to this beloved giant red dog is fondly remembered by fans worldwide.
Cleopatra VII, the last active ruler of Ptolemaic Egypt, indeed married two of her brothers due to dynastic customs. Her first husband was Ptolemy XIII, whom she married at around 18 years old when he was about 10. After his death during a civil war against Cleopatra in 47 BC, she then married their younger brother Ptolemy XIV. These marriages were political alliances rather than romantic relationships and were common among royalty to maintain bloodline purity and consolidate power.
Queen ants are the reproductive individuals in a colony and solely responsible for laying eggs. When a queen ant dies, no new workers can be born as there is no other individual capable of reproduction. This leads to an eventual decline in the colony's population as worker ants, with their short lifespan, die off without replacements. Over time, this results in the extinction of the entire ant colony due to lack of reproduction and workforce sustainability.
Mike Myers, the voice behind Shrek, used a distinctive Scottish accent for the character. This choice was inspired by his mother's storytelling technique during his childhood. She would often use different voices and accents to make stories more engaging, with the Scottish accent being one of her favorites. Myers felt this particular accent embodied Shrek's character perfectly, a blend of toughness and charm. Thus, he decided to pay tribute to his mother by using it in bringing Shrek to life.
Ed Cox, a San Francisco-based cookware salesman, invented the SOS pad in 1917. He developed these steel wool pads soaked in soap to help his customers clean their pots and pans more effectively. His wife named the product SOS or Save Our Saucepans, highlighting its primary function. The invention revolutionized kitchen cleaning practices worldwide and remains popular today for its effectiveness in removing stubborn grime and burnt food from cookware.
The Eiffel Tower, an iconic symbol of France, weighs approximately 9,441 tons. This colossal weight is due to its iron structure, designed by Gustave Eiffel and completed in 1889. Despite its massive weight, the tower's innovative design gives it a delicate appearance. It stands at a height of around 330 meters, including antennas, making it one of the tallest structures in Paris. The tower has three levels accessible to visitors and is repainted every 7 years using about 60 tons of paint.
The human skin, the body's largest organ, weighs about 6 pounds on average in adults. This weight varies depending on factors like height, weight, and gender. The skin serves as a protective barrier against environmental hazards and helps regulate body temperature. It is composed of three layers, the epidermis, outer layer, dermis, middle layer, and hypodermis, innermost layer. These layers contain various cells, glands, nerves, and blood vessels that contribute to its overall function, including sensation perception, sweat production for cooling down the body, etc.
The Hollywood sign, originally Hollywood Land, was erected in 1923 as an advertisement for a local real estate development. It was never intended to be a permanent landmark. The letters were each 50 feet tall and illuminated by thousands of light bulbs. In 1949, the land part was removed to reflect the district, not the housing development. Despite deterioration over time, it has been restored several times and remains an iconic symbol of American cinema today.
Storks, large migratory birds with long legs and beaks, have been revered in European folklore for centuries as symbols of fertility and good luck. This belief originated from their spring arrival coinciding with human birth rates increasing. Their nesting habits on rooftops also contributed to the myth that they deliver babies. In some cultures, it was believed that storks could bless a childless couple with offspring or predict the number of future children based on their flight patterns.
Polar bear cubs are born blind and deaf, typically in December. They're extremely small, weighing only around 1 pound. Their first month is spent in a den with their mother, where they nurse on high-fat milk to gain weight rapidly. Around 30 days after birth, the cub's eyes and ear canals open, allowing them to see and hear for the first time. This period of development is crucial as it prepares them for survival in the harsh Arctic environment.
It was great having you along for today's Daily Dose of Facts. I'm Amalia Dupre.
And I'm Montgomery Jones. It's time to say goodbye for now. See you tomorrow.
If you liked this episode, then check out our other podcast, the Daily Life Pro Tips Podcast. Improve your life with practical tips in less than 10 minutes a day. Search for Daily Life Pro Tips in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast is produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for fact credits. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with your friends.